First of all, Butch got hit in the head. What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. I just know he was going to get patched up there because he was bleeding pretty good.
Pretty frantic pace of the hockey game. A lot of back and forth, a lot of tight checking. I mean, how would you summarize what happened tonight?
I think you pretty much summarized it with the back and forth part, and that's not really indicative of how we've had our success. You know, I thought we were pretty loose in a lot of areas, in particular with how we played with puck. You know, we just led to a little too much open ice for them and a little too much back and forth, as you said. And when you do that, you turn it into a 50-50 game, which is what it was.
The soft plays with the puck, why do you think that was happening?
You know what? I mean, it happens. Mm-hmm. It happens. It's, you know, we've played a lot of good games in a row here, and, you know, that's why it's difficult to get on a streak and do what our guys have done, because there does come a time where, you know, like it or not, it's difficult to keep your urgency level up as high as it is and you know, keep the same focus going into every game. And I didn't feel like we had it tonight, but we got a chance to get it back tomorrow.
How did you feel Guillaume played in his first game back?
Well, obviously he scored a goal for us, and I thought he had moments where, you know, he showed us what he can do. But, you know, we put him into a real tough situation, and considering that, I thought he did a very good job.
Quite an atmosphere tonight. The crowd was amazing, and very intense game from start to finish.
Yeah, they pump a lot of noise into that building, that's for sure. And, you know, it was a good atmosphere and good hockey game for the fans' sake, I'm sure, but not the way we like to go about our business.
Do you think this will, you know, set a good tone for a good rivalry coming up once the realignment takes place in the National Hockey League?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. You know, it's I think that you could see that the two teams don't like each other out there, and I'm sure that the next one will be very interesting as well. They seem to want to get involved in a lot of scrums and stuff like that after the whistle, and so we'll, you know, obviously the next time we play against them, I'm anticipating a pretty exciting game as well.
What do you expect tomorrow in terms of legs after a game like this?
You know what? Our team's in pretty good shape. Mm-hmm. Our team's in pretty good shape. And, you know, obviously Chicago's sitting there waiting for us. And, you know, even when our legs are at our freshest, they're going to be a great challenge for us. So we just got to get back as quick as we can and get some rest and get refocused for that one. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit easier for us to prepare, you know, having a game like we did tonight, as opposed to, you know, if we came in here and had some more success. Then so I think we've got a bit of a sour taste in our mouth, and we're anxious to get back on the ice.
Is Harding ready to go tomorrow, or can you
I don't know. I don't want to talk about that right now, because we'll talk about it some more. I know he had a good practice today.
Okay,
thanks, coach.